Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today our friend Christy is reading her original article titled, Can We Experience Christian Revival Too? So revivals, awakening, anytime that the Spirit of God is coming alive, what does all of that mean? In her article, Christy talks about revivals in the Bible, in history, and how they can start in our world today, and it may just start in our own hearts. Let's go.
Can We Experience Christian Revival Too? Written by Christy Sheencheng. A faith revival recently occurred in the small college town of Asbury, Kentucky. The story is told of what started as a less-than-great sermon, igniting an environment of worship for 15 days. Those of us locally and the rest of the country were made aware of this awakening from personal texts and social media posts that organically gained momentum, attracting the attention of media groups and celebrities. It was spontaneous and miraculous. I don't think I understood what was happening at Asbury University those first few days, at least not until a school van of high schoolers and a teacher, all of which I knew personally, took a road trip. Yet it spurred me to a personal revival. I've been reading the New Testament over the past year and loving my early morning start in Scripture before looking at my phone. Asbury prompted me to continue this routine by backing up and reading the Old Testament in its entirety. The stories are jumping off the pages as I better understand the Israelites and their sinful nature all of us humans still have. I'm no longer snacking on Scripture, but looking up commentary to better understand what I'm reading. I am nudging in conversation with others, asking questions, and sharing my excitement about what I'm learning. Not surprising, my revival is unearthing patterns of sin in my life, and I am now equipped to repent and seek forgiveness. It is drawing me closer to Jesus and freeing me of burdens of worldly ways. But maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe you're wondering, what exactly is a Christian revival, and why was I so drawn to it? I believe a Christian revival is the soulful desire to follow God more closely than you currently are, followed by the desire to transform your attitudes, your behaviors, and actions so that you'll live differently with God residing as your core, your true north. An example is observing people who grew up in faith, maybe in a church family or a student ministry, but have lost sight of God, who suddenly are seeking Him and desiring to return to the faith. It's even more amazing, even radical, when the life change example is a college student, like at Asbury, repenting and receiving Jesus as their Savior for eternal life. Revival hits at the core of who we are. God created us, Genesis 2, to be in relationship with Him. We seek and desire intimacy with God because it's part of our innermost fibers, our DNA. It provides us with hope and purpose. Plus, the long-term effects, which the Bible calls the fruit, of changed life. The transformed perspective turns us away from sin, selfishness, evil, and violence, just to name a few. I didn't travel to Asbury University this past spring. However, I did have the privilege of attending their worship band performing at one of our local school chapels. The student-led music and testimonies were incredible. You could feel the expectation and desire for God's revival to continue 125 miles north. Did God provide Asbury revival to fan the flames in each of us to desire revival too? If so, how do we capture and hang on to this intimacy with God? My heart yearns for others to taste revival too. There are days I feel alone in my faith. Don't get me wrong, I have many friends who love Jesus as much as I do, but there are days when I am processing a heavy situation and they aren't always around. I often get the feeling people think I'm crazy to be so excited about a discovery, or they humor me and change the subject. My heart desperately wants all my loved ones and strangers I meet to know and love God as much as I do, as much as my friends in faith do, as much as the disciples, apostles, and followers before us do. Speaking of which, Christian revival in the Bible. There are many biblical examples of revival in the Old and New Testaments. During Ezra and Nehemiah's time, we read how the Israelites had stopped following God, but through publicly reading Scripture, fasting, confessing their sins out loud, and worshiping the Lord, they returned to God. Nehemiah chapters 8 through 10. In the New Testament, Jesus speaks of it, Mark 1:15, as do the apostles Paul and Peter to the early church. I especially love reading about the spark of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and the baptism of the Gentiles. Read all of Acts. What I saw happen uniquely at Ezra University seems to fit the spirit of what I see in the Bible. Students chose to stay at the church service. They told friends to come join them. They didn't pop earbuds in and check out. They desired community, and the Holy Spirit embraced them. This can happen for us too. Fanning the flame of revival in you. I believe if we pick up God's scripture, we can first discover areas we are separate from Him. By knowing God's word, we can learn His character and His unchanging persona. Am I seeking Him, or am I following the path of least resistance? The world teaches us to pursue happiness, yet without God, we can only pursue false hope, false security, and false love. We accept counterfeits because we've lost our sharp eye to recognize a fake. We become easily deceived by the same tempter who asked Eve, "Did God really say?" in Genesis 3:1. When we feel lonely and depleted, we often seek the difference between the empty promises, the circumstances, and the momentary feelings of happiness compared to experiencing joy that comes from knowing and spending time with the Lord. I believe you'll see a resurgence of revival across the country and the world. Asbury was not a fluke. When you read the statistics, the number of Jesus followers in the United States is dropping with each generation passing. But I think God wants to reverse that trend, as He is already doing so in other parts of the world. So let's start with the man or woman in the mirror. Doesn't it sound like God's master plan to prompt revivals at universities? To spark a generation that desires purpose, meaning, and an extra vacation day for spending time in creation? Wouldn't He desire this change for future marriages and future parents to spend time with the Creator? I believe so. My heart would leap with joy to watch more high school-aged children and their friends race after a personal relationship with the Lord. And the best part? The Asbury Revival shows us we don't need to orchestrate it. We just need to listen and obey God's plan, which He intrinsically wove deep inside of us as a desire for something better in our life. We need to take time for self-reflection, to examine the areas we are called to repent, time to see the sins in our life, not as weakness or slip-ups, but the way God sees it. When we finally hand over the areas of our life we're trying to do on our own, we'll experience heartfelt change. Yes, we need churches to gather and preachers to guide us in scripture around repentance and prayer, but along with God, it is you and I who are needed for revival. Jesus said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers in His harvest field." Matthew 9:37 and 38. We can be God's worker who ignites the spark that bring revival. We can reap the fruit of a transformed life today. We can encourage others with our faith. The students at Asbury remained praying and worshiping for 15 days because they felt the electricity of being connected. Once we experience God's love, everything else pales in comparison. Once we taste the goodness of life with Jesus, everything else tastes artificial. Once we see the abundant love that flows from a personal relationship with Christ, we want to share it with everyone we know. That's how the flames of revival take over everything in its path. And through God, it can start with us.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.